Blog Talk Radio.
Computer buffer. Summer. Spring was real cool. It was real nice. Kept it nice and breezy around this bitch. And then everybody was like, oh, I want the heat.
It's cold.
I want the sun. Well, now the sun is here. And that motherfucker real in Southeast Virginia. And it's accompanied by the Canada smoke. Welcome to the Off-Ramp Show for the people, by the people, everybody's the people. I guess I can literally do that now since Jalen Rose got fired from ESPN. And he can't sue me. He ain't on the job. Jalen Rose, you're more than welcome to come up with us on the Off-Ramp. Because I didn't think you should have been fired. Welcome to the Off-Ramp Show for the people, by the people, everybody's the people show. Me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. He was popping in these streets. She was going on in your hood, my hood. We discussed politics, comedy, sports, music, life. I bring a lot of personal issues to the off-ramp simply because I feel like I have a great life, and it's hilarious if you ask me. So I like to talk about a lot of personal things on here, but you don't have to. You can call into the off-ramp at 680-97513. Oh, no, that's the passcode. I just gave you all the passcodes. You can call in at 929-477-3975, and you don't have to discuss anything personal. You can just discuss whatever's on your mind because that's what we do in the off-ramp. We get together, have real conversations, not on... Oh, it's 57th birthday. I didn't know he was a cancer. Yes. Makes perfect sense.
Hey.
Yeah, you call into the off-ramp and just discuss what you feel. Give it to one of you. Give what's off your chest. Whether it be good, bad, something happy you want to share, something sad you want to share, something you're angry about, something you want to question. Feel free to call in. You can join us all on the Twitter spheres. There's a new Twitter popping. We'll talk about that tonight. And, you know, feel free to call and contribute. Again, 929-473-975. You can catch us on the Twitches, too. I got to put that up tonight. But, yeah, man, so we're just enjoying the July. It's a big, big month in my household. Me and DJ Time just celebrated our 11th anniversary last week, and went out to the comedy club, saw Faison Love. Hilarious dog, hilarious hour and a half. Like his set was an hour, and then for like 30 minutes he just kind of went back and forth with the crowd just talking about stuff. Really entertaining. There was a female comedian there. I forgot her name. Remember her name? She's from Chicago. She was okay. She wasn't the funniest, but she was very interactive with the crowd. I think if they had funnier people, we got to figure out how to get good seats in there. Mm-hmm. I think if I was up there to go back and forth with her, she'd have been funny. It seemed like she was good crowd control. Mm-hmm. She should have been the MC.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, it seemed like she could have off the cuff, come up with a lot of stuff.
Wish I knew her name so I could tell y'all who to check out. There was a white guy up there. Not really sure where he was from. I thought he was from this area in Virginia.
No.
But he wasn't. He was from some random place. He looked god awful. Like,
they said he was on, like,
Def Comedy.
Yeah, something like that.
And he was funny. He was hilarious from start to finish. Go right into the, I see all you black people here tonight. And did a great job. I don't know if he's touring with Faison Love, but if he's coming to your city, if you see a white guy who just looks awful, like, he looks, and I don't mean to talk about nobody looks like that, because, you know, God loves everybody. But I'm sure he's like that. I'm sure he presents himself like that for a reason. Like, I'm pretty sure he could clean up and not look so bad. But I think that's part of the shtick. And then they had a host who was absolutely awful, and he was so awful, it was funny. So I don't know if, like, he told this long, drawn-out story that was completely...
It was so dry. It was so dry.
But I think it might have been meant to be like that, and I thought it was so bad that it was funny. So if Faison Love...
I felt bad. It was so bad. I felt bad for him. That's probably the worst host. Like, usually the hosts are really funny. And I'm like, oh... They're just the host. They did really good. You know, they're really good. This is the first time where I was like, oh, I see why you're a host. Because I see where you're getting, but you didn't get there.
Yeah, it was
where
bad.
You're going, but you didn't get there.
Yeah. Like, even when the jokes landed, it was just like, ah, yeah. Not really. Oh, AYO Technology, 57 Timberlake. This is awful. All right, let's get to the show.
The worst Timberland song ever with Justin. Like, come on. How can I see what they did?
It's amazing that she can mess up a song with 56, Justin Timberlake and Timberlake.
Like,
but Justin Timberlake did make that Man of the Woods album. But I think that wasn't a bad album. Ooh, let's get to introductions and get to the show. I got my man Blurb sitting online for a minute. While we ramble, but first we have DJ C. Sign in the building. DJ C. Sign, welcome to the off ramp. How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Good to hear.
Amen, everybody.
Good to hear. Got my man Blur in the building as always. Blur, welcome to the off ramp, my brother. How you doing tonight?
Excuse me, my bad. Great, man. Blessed and highly favored. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood, man. I'm happy to be here. Happy to see another day of sunlight and sunshine. Been good.
How's the heat in out there in the Midwest? Is it awful or is it pretty good? Pretty nice weather out there.
You know, it's been pretty good for the most part. I mean, I'll be in my office or whatever for the most part throughout the day, but we've had pretty nice days. We actually, what was it? I guess say Saturday or Sunday, one of those days, we did have a brief like. Really bad storm that went through. I lost my power for a day. Like from midday to midday the next day, so overnight. Yeah, but it's funny. It was like it only rained for like a hot 10 minutes, if that. But it knocked out my power for a day. I don't know what I'm paying this power company for because clearly they ain't on their job.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it takes. Excuse me. I don't know what it takes when power goes down to get the grid back up, because that's one of those things where I'm terrified of. Like, I guess it depends on why the electricity went out. Like, if lightning struck your transformer, the power goes out. Like, who's the first person that's got to go up there and touch it to see if the electricity's still on? Like, I'm pretty sure they have. I don't hear about, like, dying all that often. But I'm pretty sure that, you know, like, somebody says, yo, shut the power off to pole 9275. You don't want to be the person that fucks that up. I hope they would have testers like, oh, no, that shit's still hot. I ain't getting up there.
But, you know what's funny? My law firm, we represent, insurance companies, but the insurance company for electric companies. So, yeah, a lot of our clients for the workman's comp are the linemen, the people who work the power lines. And Yeah, they. I mean, I think in the 4 years that I've been doing this, I think we had one electrocution, maybe two. So it don't happen very often, but it does happen.
I wouldn't want to know. Is it Timberland's birthday too? Or is this still AO technology? Yeah, this video's been on for a long time. But yeah, I wouldn't want to be. Look, I knew my electrician was different. I got an electrician. Shout out to my neighbor. Shout out to A Point, NASA. They put me on to their electrician when I moved into the neighborhood. So I got this guy. He's now my electrician. He's my mom's electrician. Cool dude. So something happened with our house. And, you know, electricity was fucked up. So he came in and he started undoing stuff. I was like, yo. Now, mind you, he's the professional. And this is why you should. I mean, I guess it's the loving nature in somebody. Plus, you don't want nobody to die in your neighborhood. But he starts taking stuff out. I'm like, yo, you need me to shut the power off? And he looked at me and was like, do you know how to do this or am I the electrician? I said, you're right.
And
he took everything off.
Checked you.
Yeah, it got me, all right? Like, to the gut. Like, you know what I mean? Like, normally I get offended and I'm like, yo, you must want to fight. But he had two electrical wires in his hands. So I wasn't going to fight him. Felt like he had the upper hand. I'm already overweight. Don't let some electricity hit my body. I'm definitely going to have a heart attack. But anyway, he put these two wires together. Yo, yellow shit started popping. I've never seen electricity do this. It was like the sparks that hit each other. Well, when the wires hit each other, it created like solid balls of electricity.
Solid balls?
I mean, it looked like it was, I mean, the shit was falling on the ground. I thought it was going to start firing. I've never seen anything. Yeah, but, like, sparks don't seem like they're solid. It seems like it's just, like, light hitting. But this looked like it was, like, balls of electricity, balls. Like, dark amber yellow. And he was like, oh, yeah, we got power. And then he did whatever he had to do to fix it. But I was like, yo, dog, you just going to do that in my house? And again, he kind of looked at me. And I was like, you're right. I'm paying you to fix it. So I wouldn't be on the, I couldn't be an electrician. Because I feel like if somebody doesn't turn off the power, you can die. So shout out to electricity. I feel like plumbing is a safer route. But then I learned that, you know, with tractor trailers, you got to suck poop out your tractor trailer. Or what do you call them, RVs? So I don't know if plumbing you have to deal with poop. Like, can I just deal with the sinks? I don't want to deal with the poops. So how the hell did we get there?
I don't know.
Blur, welcome again, man. Appreciate having you.
Power out.
Shout out to you for doing the devil's work and trying to get the insurance company's money to not pay out people when they get injured. I hope the Lord.
We're fair, man. We're fair. That's our motto in this office. We're fair.
I'm sure you tell yourselves anything to make yourselves feel better. Y'all the man. When they talk about them, y'all are part of them. all right, so what we got today? DJ Cesaro, what you want to discuss tonight? You wanted to discuss Keke Palmer.
Well,
introduce the subject.
Don't just ease into it.
No, go ahead. Let's talk about her getting her hoe off on Usher. All right, okay, before we get look, I support her. Go ahead. Let's introduce her. Well, I forgot because I wanted to talk about Juvenile's. I forgot to write that down. Juvenile's Tiny Desk. Blur, did you see Juvenile's Tiny Desk?
Absolutely, man. I love me a good. Yeah, man. Manny Fresh. I know he had a versus that didn't like go over well. I don't think he gets the credit that he deserves, man. Like, he created a sound, and he had a moment. Like, I know the Hot Boys and Wayne and even Juvie get their thing, but Manny Fresh had, like, a real moment in hip-hop where he kind of just owned it. Now, I don't think he gets the credit he deserves.
See, Okay, so now, okay, well, let's talk about Manny Fresh. I don't know enough of his catalog to know what he made and what he didn't. I know a lot of times when I've heard Manny Frizzle or Manny Fresh or something like that, it's been a horrible beat. But I have extreme East Coast bias when it comes to rap. I watch that Juvenile Tiny Desk. And I'm not a Juvenile fan. Like, I've never heard of 400 Degrees. Not that I've never heard it. I haven't listened to it. People frame that as a classic. I know the hits from Juvenile, but I always thought, except for the song, Huh, he was a girly type rapper. Ha.
Huh.
Because I hated Ha.
Huh.
I hated the Jay-Z remix. Well, okay.
Jay-Z remix was always, it was sucky anyway.
I didn't hate the song Hot. I thought it was very,
wasn't ready for it.
Not even that. I appreciate it for its uniqueness.
It like, wasn't unique, though. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It wasn't unique, though. It was kind of a, it was a response to Whoa. Like, that wouldn't be the song that I would point anybody to. Because that was the response, like, wait, did that come out before Woe or after? I want to say that came out after Woe. Black
that
Rob.
Couldn't have been close to it. Woe came out in the 90s. We were still in high school.
Oh, Ha.
Ha came out when we was in college. DJ Cesar had already started her doctorate degree.
Maybe I'm thinking, because I know there was, I thought, you know, there was another song in the South called Man, and I know homie started out, he's like, y'all got Woe down here, we say Man, and he had that, but I'm almost certain that Ha might have been a response to that. I could be wrong.
But either way, I say the uniqueness simply because, like, it was like with 21 questions, the 50 Cent was, because, like, 50 Cent never really asked 21 questions in the song. I like Hum because it was really like a rap of about 50 questions. Like, I appreciated that uniqueness of it where it was a song simply asking questions. But it wasn't that – I didn't even know he was saying that you were a paper chaser until about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I had
Wait,
no
what
idea
did you
what
think
he
was saying?
I thought he was saying – I thought he was saying that you're a big give. I didn't know what he was saying. But I never really listened. So, but I think
clearly here he says paper.
No, nah, there ain't nothing clear about you,
paper chase. Like, nah, man.
Yeah,
no, I don't see how you didn't hear that.
That's it. That's what I heard. But
oh,
I said I have extreme East Coast bias, right? So, watching a Tiny Desk, where you can. I don't know if it's just because I've been with DJ Cesar so long that I can kind of fight through accents. But it's the first time I've ever heard Juvenile really rap clear. He be rapping.
Yeah,
now,
man. But the Tiny Desk is different, though, because it's not like the music is softer. It's actually slowed down. So it probably is a lot easier to hear than just him on the CD or on the album or the video. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be easier to see it or hear it in kind of, you know, an unplugged situation like Tiny Desk.
Ha was 98. Whoa was 2000.
Wow, so Ha came out before Whoa. I wonder when it hit mainstream, though.
Oh, when it came out.
No way Home was popular.
Yes, it did. Yeah, the second that thing hit. I'm sorry, 400 Degrees was really, really like, I'm telling you.
It wasn't everywhere.
Maybe not
well,
everywhere.
Well, you know what's funny? Because I went down, so 99 is when I went down to Louisiana, and I kind of knew about Hot Boys and Juvie a little bit. I don't even think I knew exactly who Juvenile was. I kind of associated all music from the South with No Limit. Like, all the CD covers and everything looked the same. So I kind of thought everything was No Limit and Master P. But when I got the album, I remember coming back up, and people was, like, saying, I'm like, yo, like, y'all really not on this? Like, y'all not, y'all don't know who this is? And I only had one person who actually knew who Juvie was and was like, nah, that's, nah, you got to be on that. And, I mean, it was like mad people. So I'm like, yo, this really ain't making up here like that. Like, you know Big Manda Gunn. Like, she was like, yo, who is all? You know, went down south and just came a Wally or whatever y'all called it. I'm like, nah, man, this is hot. Like, this album is nice. I don't know what you're talking about. This is it. And a homeboy Dom, who, like, really, like, the music man who used to be, like, making CDs and stuff, who always had the mixtapes, he knew who he was, and he was on it, but one too many other people up on it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I still can go. I put it now on my list to listen to Juvenile, but I still haven't gone through that CD. I got my man Weezy in the building. Weezy, welcome to the off-red, my brother. Did you watch Juvenile's Tiny Desk concert? Do you even know what Tiny Desk is? I know you're just a fan of the Look, Weezy was the first person, before even Weezy said it, that Lil Wayne was the best rapper in the world. He used to quote, yo, I got cake like every day of my birthday. And he's like, yo, did you hear what he said? And I used to be like, yeah, it's not that impressive. And he's like, you're fucking out your mind. Lil Wayne is the greatest rapper ever. And this was before Lil Wayne said it himself. Weezy, how you holding up tonight?
Yeah, that was back in the day, man. Back when people used to ride on people. What do you say? They said he was a kid still because he used to ride on big wheels. That was back when everybody was rolling with the 22s and 24s and shit. But yeah, thanks for having me on the off ramp. Appreciate it. I do know what a Tiny Desk concert is actually, because that's a little more sophisticated, you know. I didn't see the Juvenile one. I didn't know that was out there. I did see the Ghostface one and a couple others, so I'm definitely going to look that up and watch it. Juvenile, though, I mean, the Hot Boys are Hot Boys, and, you know, I'm a Lil Wayne fan, but it was only Juvenile, or who was with him? Did he have Manny Fresh or anybody?
So Juvie had Manny Fresh, Trombone Shorty, and who's the gay dude from Conan O'Brien? Not Conan, Stephen. He's got a good album, too. He just won a Grammy.
Why are you calling him
he
gay?
Doesn't have a good album. Dave Bautista.
If you're calling him gay.
Oh, I thought that was his whole shtick, that he was a gay.
When?
How is being gay a shtick?
And by the way, Beast Bum Gun, it's not a gay. It's just gay. That's like saying you're a black.
No, I thought he was just like, yeah, I'm a popular, I do pop gay.
You
music.
Just made that up.
Did I? Well, his music sounds gay. Like, it definitely sounds like gay. Not gay, like.
How does music sound gay?
Well, like, you know, the gay, like Beyonce's music sounds gay.
Dance music.
I guess, yeah, I guess that's the right term. I'm sorry. I mean, look, I'm cool with the gays. Shout out to the gays. I got no beef with y'all.
Yeah, back to Juvenile. So somebody fill me in. What was the main thing? It was good or people hating on him?
Yeah, I mean, the Juvenile Tiny Desk, I was highly impressed. Because usually Tiny Desk range from 10 to, like, 18 minutes. Juvie's journey was 30. Like, they went in on it. And the fact that it came from simply a tweet – which I kind of think was kind of marketing, because Juvenile tweeted, what the fuck is a Tiny Desk? And then he tweeted, if I get 1,000 retweets, then I'll go on Tiny Desk. And now he's on Tiny Desk on a 30-minute show. So I don't know if that was marketing or that was organic. But I was, as a person who always wondered why everyone held Juvenile such a high standard. Not that I thought anybody was wrong, because I didn't really listen to his music. I mean, I didn't really listen to the Hot Boys music. I would think Juvenile was a better rapper than them, but besides Lil Wayne out that camp, I never really listened to nobody out that camp. But people always held Juvenile in such high regard, and I've always wondered, like, he doesn't have that many good songs. But you listen to the Tiny Desk and you realize now he got about
Now, this is just me. He's got about like six heat rockers that I didn't even realize.
He might have more than six. I ain't going to say he got like a gang of them, but Juvie got some. He got more than six, I want to say. But again, it depends on what you, you know what I mean, what you rang in his heat. But I think he got more than six.
Yeah, I was just impressed as someone who wasn't a Juvenile fan, but because I'm a fan of Tiny Desk, I saw the traffic in my algorithm and the hype for it. I was like, why is everybody so crazy about Juvenile? Now I see. He's really, I guess people really like rock with Juvie. And I'm going to have to one day go listen to that 400 Degrees album, because even M Extra Money, he said, yo, that first album is a classic. And I'm like, yo, you say classic, you're putting it up against a lot of good music. And he's like, yeah, it is. And we had that same discussion about Master P and the whole No Limit phase. I understand it was a phase of music. I've never listened to a No Limit album. There's not one No Limit album that I've ever
not even the Snoop Dogg one?
No.
Oh, that was actually a really good album too. Snoop Dogg. Snoop did his thing.
But again, that's my East Coast bias.
Wait, Mystical? You didn't hear his Mystical album?
I thought Mystical was a great voice for a feature. But he has that Meek Mill effect on me where I don't know if I could listen to a whole album of that, like the early Meek Mill. I don't know if I could do that the whole album.
You ain't never give it a shot?
No, the Mystical never even hit my – unless he was on a feature with, like, Ludacris or somebody, he never hit my radio. It's just not something I would ever go and listen to. Now, again, that could be ignorant, but see, like, I wouldn't say that I'm not a fan of Southern rappers, because I was listening to Southern Playlistic heavy. Like, I bought that cassette. So I was on Southern rap pretty early. I was a big fan of Killer Mike. I pledged allegiance to the grind. Like, you know what I mean? I guess it was more Atlanta. Like, I think I'm one of the huge Ludacris fans left. Like, Ludiversal was tough to me. I don't think anyone else heard it but me. But I really enjoyed that. But for some reason, I don't know if it's just the accent, because it's so.
But you had to, like,
time.
Shake your ass, though, right? Shake your ass? Watch yourself. Come on. That ain't doing for you?
Yo,
I got to step in and say. Let me step in and say, y'all are way off track. I get Lil Wayne and Juvenile. You start going to Mystical and you know, some of the others, they fall off. But what I want to say is, like, you almost got to look at the Hot Boys like you do Wu-Tang. Like, when Wu-Tang first came out, nobody was listening to Raekwon, right? It took him years before, you know, it was his turn to put out the solo album. So similar to Hot Boys, it's like they – you throw something at my whip – I forgot what I was saying, but y'all hear me.
I don't know how, speaking of Wu-Tang, we got New York, New York in the building. New York, New York, welcome to the off-ramp. Feel free to jump in whenever you want, since he just disrespected the guy, Raekwon. How can you say no one listened to Raekwon when he first came out? His first album is arguably.
No, stop. Because his album wasn't out yet. All he had was the group album, like the two Wu-Tang albums at first. He didn't come out with a solo until, like, you know, I think it was like Meth, then GZA, or no, it was GZA, then Meth, then ODP, then Ghost, then Raekwon. So
no, I don't think that's true.
All you heard Raekwon on was Built for Cuban Links came out in college, dog.
No, it did.
It came out.
It was in the 90s.
Was it out?
Yeah.
He was in college in the
90s.
No, well, DJ
And I was in high school when it came out because I was rolling in my Pontiac in high school.
Hey, pushing the whips. We were in like 8th grade.
Yeah, so I graduated in 96, so it came out in like 93, 94.
Yeah, you don't remember the skit?
You got me. I can't argue with facts. You good. Keep going.
But, you know, I guess the Hot Boys hold that similar group thing, but I thought the Hot Boys was just Manny, Fresh, and Baby. Was the Hot Boys more than them? Was that their whole crew?
No. It was Turk. It was Lil Wayne. It was Juvie and BG. Those were the Hot Boys.
Well, I guess, I mean, that's a good little crew. I mean, we don't consider Baby, Manny, Fresh, and Turk good rappers, do we? I like Turk, though.
I mean,
but Juvie and Wayne are a hell of a 1-2 punch.
But at the time, the Hot Boys, Wayne was kind of low on the totem pole. It was Turk and then Wayne. I'm sorry, that's how it was.
Do your thing, bitch.
It was Juvie, BG, Turk, and then Wayne. Until
BG was really popular. Yeah. I remember a lot of people talking about how good BG could rap before the heroin.
Yeah. Yeah, BG, I like BG's album better than Juvie's, but, it was all Hot Boys, but yeah.
They had a mean run. Like, I knew they were popular. I just wasn't personally listening to them. That's why the Tiny Desk, that's why I enjoyed it so much, because I was like, this isn't just sounds. Like, Juvie can really rap.
Yeah, I mean.
And I didn't know that. I didn't know that until last week when we watched it. Yes. So if you have,
Chronologically, first I would like.
Is this
to,
the Wu Tang album? Let me do it by memory. So 36 Chambers, Cacao, Only Built for Cuban Links, Liquid Swords, and I'm not even a Wu fan. Wu Tang Forever. No, Iron Man. Wu-Tang Forever, and I don't
ODB,
the Grave Digger
for that, too.
There's one album left off that was like four. What was it? Oh, I thought you said it. It was one album left four.
Old Dirty Bastard.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
That was the only other one. So you said it right.
DJ C-Sign looked at her phone. She can attest I did not look at her phone.
No, she did not look. Into 36 Chambers, if you want to count Grave Diggers came out a year later. Then Method to Cal, then Old Dirty Bastard returned to the 36 Chambers, then Only Built for Cuban Links, Liquid Swords, Iron Man, Wu-Tang Forever. And then it was the second Grave Diggers album. Then it was Capadonna, The Pillage. Then to Cal 2000.
Can you believe with all them rappers and Wu-Tang, all them God Body Negroes, Old Dirty Bastard got the second album?
Well,
I feel like if I was GZA, I'd be disappointed.
I know, right? Like, lyrically, I would have been like, I mean, come on. But, you know, singing hooks is very popular.
Rest in peace. Very entertaining. It was a good album.
It was a great album. He had the charisma.
Yeah, I'm not sure why y'all surprised by that. I mean, I'm sure RZA knew what he was doing, but he had to know, like, if anybody knew, he knew, like, hooks and choruses, like, but he came to go, like, commercial and to, like, really get things. I could see Old Dirty being the one.
But he can't rap. So when you say, I have a group of 11 MCs, I'm the one who can't rap, who needs other people to write his own lyrics. Rest in peace, Old Dirty. I'm a fan. Like, this isn't shitting on the man. I'm just saying that we know for a fact that other people wrote Old Dirty's rhymes. I'm just surprised that in a group of 11 rappers, when you got Meth, well, I guess he doesn't count because he was out before.
Yeah.
But when you got GZA, when you got Raekwon, when you got Ghostface, when you got RZA, the guy who can't rap outside. Like, I just think that I would be, like, if we're going to be in a competitive sports team,
I mean, it was both. They were both in the same year, so they were still probably were just working on. You know, maybe Raekwon wanted a little bit, you know, more time than what Old Dirty had.
Their Raekwon album was flawless.
And truthfully, Raekwon's album.
Hey, you know what it was? You know what it was? Everybody else probably said they weren't ready. They still working on that shit. And RZA was probably like, "Well, Old Dirty, you'll never be ready. So let's just go now." Because you're right, he can't rhyme, but that motherfucker can make hits.
Oh, Dirty, we can do your whole album in 2 weeks. Let's do it.
Yeah, it's a great story about Old Dirty. I don't know if y'all remember that movie, which I think is a genius movie. I don't think it gets enough credit. But the movie Bullworth, if you listen to the language in Bullworth, it's very stereotypical and all that stuff. But if you put that behind it and just listen to what they're saying, it's a very, I think, well-written movie. I don't think it's good acting, but I think it's well-written. But the Ghetto Superstar song, there's a story. Man, I wish I could remember because I just listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about how Old Dirty came in the studio and, like, recorded his ad-libs first. And then, like, passed out, went to the club, and came back. And Prize was like, yeah, I mean, I guess we'll just keep his ad-libs. And Old Dirty was like, nah, I'm coming back. And, like, came back, like, 2 days later and, like, went back to sleep and then woke up and did some, like, some other weird stuff and then put his verse on last.
Yeah, because they said, I thought it was the fact that he just started doing, and then he was doing ad-libs. And they're like, yo, what is he doing? That's what I thought it was.
He did his ad-libs first before he did any rapping. I know that. And Brown's like, yeah, we're going to delete this.
We're going to have to delete this. Yeah, like, we're going to delete this.
As you said, it's the first time he's ever seen somebody do that. There's some great ODB stories out there. But him riding around with a welfare card in a limo is still one of the greatest scenes
in MTV history.
Can you believe that they didn't even want black people on their network? They've come such a long way.
It's captured a lot.
All right, so if you haven't seen Tiny Desk, Juvenile.
But I agree with Blur. I feel like watching the Tiny Desk, I felt the same way, that Manny Fresh was underappreciated and that his musical talent kind of got swept under the rug. But I think he really, really did have a great sound. And it was
just bad.
Hey, you know.
But see, I don't know, because I don't know the geography. I am speaking ignorantly, because this probably... Like, is that your Paper Chaser? Is that Hot Song? Is that Manny Fresh?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like some of that other... I guess his singles I just never really liked. Like, he's got a single on, like, T.I.'s album Track Music that I absolutely hate.
Or you mean, like, visiting projects with other people?
David Banner, he's got songs with David Banner I absolutely hate.
Hmm.
But... maybe there's just more out there that I just don't know. I love the Lil Wayne albums. I don't know if he did a lot on them, too.
Yep, he did everything for Cash Money. He was the exclusive producer for Cash Money. So anything that came out, like, it was him.
Well, that's
matter of fact, Manny Fresh had his own Tiny Desk. I saw that one. I did see that one. Look at that on YouTube. See if that's out there. Or if I'm lying again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. I didn't know Manny Fresh had his own Tiny Desk. But, yeah, so check it out. That's all I really got. Anybody else got anything left on Tiny Desk? There's a lot of good ones out there. The Usher one went viral. That was good. The Babyface one. When we talk about verses, I don't think there's a person in the world that can see Babyface. Not Michael, not R. Kelly. Not Prince. Like, I was...
Oh, you're bugging. You're bugging.
I'm tired. Okay. Okay.
Stop it. Next topic.
I don't think nobody...
Prince, and then
you're
going to leave it with...
Yo, Prince ain't got a bigger song than End of the Road.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So Purple Rain ain't bigger
Purple
than
Rain.
End of the Road?
Like
white
you,
people.
You said
sing,
you,
yo, they sing End of the Road.
White people sing 1999.
Yeah, but End of the 1990 is Biggie's End of the Road. That's not even what we discussed.
The only
we
reason why
Purple
you're
Rain.
Saying it is because of Billboard charts. And you say you
they send it at everybody's funeral. Every time somebody died, it was End of the Road.
Everyone sung it in
every graduation was End of
December
the Road.
December 31st, 1998. Everyone.
Who?
Everybody.
Who? Prince?
Yeah,
not Jehovah's Witnesses. Prince ain't singing. Man, yo, I'm just telling y'all, like, yo, when you're telling me that your discography is you wrote I'll Make Love to You on Bending Knee and Let It Snow, which is a Christmas joint, and that's just three of them that he wrote. We ain't even get to the Tony Braxtons and the Tevin Campbells. Like, it's just, it's, I didn't realize how much Babyface wrote. And then when you start to realize that Babyface wrote, you're like, oh, it all sounds the same. But
the funny thing is, you say that, and then you name three people that could probably beat Babyface in a versus pretty easily. R. Kelly, Prince, and Michael Jackson. And you name them, knowing that those are kind of the ones who really can't be.
R. Kelly doesn't have a song as big as On Bended Knee.
I believe that far.
Not bigger than On Bended Knee.
On Bended Knee? Or I thought you said it was...
End of the Road.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly.
Is not bigger song than On Bended Knee.
What, when you say bigger, are you like... What?
It ain't bigger than End of the Road.
I think
you're tripping. You think I Believe I Could Fly was a bigger song than End of the Road? What's Boy
yeah,
the Man's biggest song? Because Babies.
I was going to say that. Yeah, because you got Space Jam, and then I Believe I Could Fly. They was actually singing that on graduations. Like, that was a graduation song for, like, every elementary and middle school for, like, years.
People die every day.
I went to see
Nobody's
song
in
the room.
Y'all was singing Juvenile.
I'm not from New Orleans.
You from the South? Look, I'm telling y'all, I don't think nobody can see Babyface.
We were singing.
I'll put my money on Babyface.
Get a club up is what we were
What else we got? All right, so is that it on Tiny Desk? Oh, yeah, so that's what I was going down my list. T-Pain was the one that made it popular for me back before they had all the there. He was just him and the keyboardist. Who's the white boy I made you watch? Who's dead?
Mac Miller.
I thought his was amazing, extremely depressing. Like, in that setting where it's just a couple acoustics and you can hear him clearly and what he's saying, very depressing but very impressive. Anderson .Paak was dope. Very awkward. I would probably hate to be friends with him, but love his music. Tiny Desk is a great series. It's a great. It's a lot of that intimate setting really can make you a fan of people's music. So, yeah, check it out. Y'all got anything left on it? Anybody think? Okay, let's get into the Kiki Palm out here shaking her ass for Issa's ex-boyfriend. Well, it wasn't Issa's. It was
Chili.
Chili who?
Chili's ex. Oh, I
Chili's?
Said,
no, I'm talking about Michelle. What's his name? No. Usher's shit was dope.
No, what?
Tank joined us. We switched
the topic. I was talking about Tiny Desk. It was Usher performing.
No, but I was talking about Kiki's boyfriend is
Issa
Rae's friend's ex-boyfriend.
What was
his name?
Dro.
Dro in the TV show Insecure, which is now streaming on.
So basically, we have Kiki Palmer, who is
Kiki and the B, right?
Akilah
and the B. That's Kiki, right?
I think so. Yeah,
it's come a long way.
So she is a new mother. I think she has a newborn. What, 4 months maybe?
Mm.
4 months. Possibly.
Milk still fresh.
Anyway, who was at Essence Festival?
With or without the baby?
You're not bringing the baby to Essence Festival?
Okay, never know.
Oh, Weezy dropped off.
And you know, dressed as a maid, little see-through action, and having a good time and being pulled on stage so Usher can sing to Kiki. I mean, they're both celebrities. It's not like no big deal. What Usher does is his thing.
Essence Festival is a very woman event, very woman empowering event.
Yeah, always has been.
A lot
woman.
Of black single females.
Was this at Essence Festival or was this at Usher's Las Vegas residency
Vegas.
Thing? I thought it was at his Vegas thing.
Okay. I thought it was at Essence Festival, but it could be at his residency. Same thing, same difference. Anyway. But long story short, everything was great. Everything's fine. She's looking good. You know, especially after having the baby, she looks great. Having a good time, no problem.
MILF.
Until baby daddy decides he wants to show his...
light skin.
Stop it.
Just because you light skin don't mean you are. It's your people, yo.
His disgust or his, you know... an appreciativeness of her wearing such a dress in public because she is a mother.
Mm.
You don't show your butt, your mother. And so Twitter lit his ass up.
Well, I mean, just to get into the whole thing about it, it's the discussion of what's a woman's role. Does it change before or after motherhood? Are women supposed to keep certain appearances when they become a mother? And what's deemed tasteful and distasteful? Now, DJ C. Simon's lucky. I don't care. I feel like I've always felt like you got one life to live. Be happy. Do whatever you got to do to be happy. You ain't going to make everybody happy, but you have to make yourself happy. Sometimes that's going to come with hard times. People are going to disagree with the things you do, but you have to make yourself happy. Now, when you're married, now they married or they just boyfriend and girlfriend? Well, I guess it doesn't matter because you have to make concessions when you're in a relationship. My only question is, did she know how he was? Did she know that he was a jealous type? Because if she knew he was a jealous type person, she shouldn't have done it. Only because you knew that was going to set him off and you're a public figure. Like, don't be in a relationship. Because even that sounds weird. But you should know who you're dating, I guess is my main point. You knew that would cause friction. Or maybe she didn't. Maybe she's just like, yo, why are you acting so soft? What you think, DJ? She thought you think she was wrong in any sense? You're a mother.
Yeah.
You
no.
used to shake your ass. You don't do that no more.
Yeah, but if I wanted to, I should be able to.
Yeah, I don't give a
I
fuck
mean,
what you do.
You have, I mean, like, come on.
But
I
you
mean,
have a very easygoing husband, though.
Yeah.
When you get married, you have to make some type of concessions. Like if you knew that you had a husband that doesn't want you out there like that, and you said okay to marry him, then you shouldn't do it, right?
Should not marry.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You shouldn't have married somebody who no. you knew places certain.
Which is
expectations.
Yeah, you're just not the person for me. If you think you need to control how I feel, I should wear or anything. Then you're just not, that's just not the relationship that I want to have. So, no, I'm not going to marry you because I do not expect someone that I'm married to tell me what I can and can't wear. It's, you know, I don't think that falls into place with being in a family or having morals or blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm not out. I mean, and I'm basing this off of what she's wearing. And, you know, she wasn't showing anything. You know, yes, the dress was see-through. She did have clothes. I mean, she did have undergarments on under the dress. It's not like she was showing anything. It wasn't that scandalous of a dress.
Look, I thought I saw Beyonce's pussy the other day. And
she's a mother.
I was convinced it was her pussy in a blur and Fadney showed the video. I was like, oh no, it's just her armor, her undergarment. It was still tight though. And you could see where it would have been her pussy. And it looked great.
I don't know. I think we just saw somebody's vagina from the back when we went to the salad shop. But
oh, yeah, you know, that pussy was low.
I don't think it was her vagina.
I don't know. That shit looked like somebody need to pick it up and, like,
I was going to say, shoot, it looks like that might be.
Inside thing. Yeah, anyway. And you just decided, anyway. Well, you get some salads, and this girl pussy was by her ankles. I mean, we were both amazed.
I didn't know what it was. I don't know what's going on. So that's something that Kiki needs to figure out. I mean, like I said, she could have already known this is his thing. I mean, he said, this is my family and my representation. I have standards and morals to what I believe. So he feels like she is outside of his standards and morals by wearing that dress, which is laughable. It's just a shame. I don't know. And I think it's the thing, if that's how you felt, why are you putting, you know, it's these young kids. Why is this on social media?
Yeah.
Why is everybody there to comment on it? If this is really something you feel and really serious about it, then that's just a conversation you need to have with the mother of your child.
Bro, just leave her, go fuck some other woman like the rest of us do. Not us, but I mean, I never really would get mad at you for something like that, but just... Like, why do y'all put this stuff on social media?
Mm-hmm.
I never understood it. Blair, what you got?
Just to clarify a few things, Kiki Palmer's baby daddy, her son's father, he's not an actor. His brother is the actor from Insecure. That's how she met him. I thought you said he was the Insecure. His brother was the actor on Insecure. He don't act. He just, like, be around. Which is, makes it funnier that, yeah, I mean, she's the breadwinner and he kind of, I mean, just the entourage. But that said, I don't think it's like, you know, this is outside of the morals or what he wants for his family. Maybe deep down it is. He knew what she was wearing. He's seen her shake her ass and show off her body since she's had the baby online. It's not necessarily new. It hasn't been on another man. But I think that's exactly what it was. Like, people saw her dancing all up on Usher, and he got insecure. When he had to say something. I mean, he didn't have to say something, but he felt like he had to say something. And he just took the wrong route. Like, he could have went and made a joke about it, might have been able to kickstart something for himself, but he went the, you know, traditional man route. But that's not it, because there's videos of him filming her ass and telling her to shake her ass on camera. So it's not any of that. It's the fact that she was grinding up on the man, and he felt insecure about it. He saw people commenting about it online, and so he felt like he had to get out there and say something. He just chose the wrong route. I don't know why he chose that route, to, like, put it on the person, his partner, the person he's in a relationship, the mother of his child, and try to, like, throw her under the bus or embarrass her. He shouldn't have went that route. I don't know, dude. It seemed like, to me, like, he panicked. He's like, oh, shit, like, they talking about her and they talking about me in relation to her. Like, ooh, I know her man ain't liking this. Ooh, he better be closing his eye now. He better look away. Now, I ain't got to look away. It's the outfit for me. You a mother. Like, so he threw his girl under the bus because he was feeling insecure. I mean, she know who she with. He'll apologize. They'll be all right. But, nah, he just made a bad move. And now he out there looking like a clown.
New York, you got anything?
Man, yo, he was at home. That's exactly what it was. He was at home with the baby, you know what I mean? And then he seen his girl hugged up on Usher, you know what I mean, dancing, whatever, Usher singing to her on his sweet voice and all that. You know what I mean? He felt some type of way, and he panicked. He panicked all the way. He pressed the panic button. And then, you know what I mean, went to the social media site and then everything like that. I mean, to each his own. If you feel like, y'all mean, she has to be a mother, represent the family, y'all mean, I can understand that point. But, like, y'all mean, I don't think, I don't even think it's even at the outfit at this point. Because, like Blair said, he posted her shaking her ass and what, half-naked photos before on Instagram and social media sites. So, I mean, I don't even think, it's not the outfit that's our problem. I mean, he really is the problem. He just pinned it. He want to see that with his girl, y'all. I mean, he at home with the baby. She just had a baby. He doing the father responsibilities, and she out there having fun. He want to see that. He panicked. He panicked. But I tell you one thing, I mean, if you want to do that social media site shit, you know what I mean, don't deactivate your account. Leave it up. You already did it. Deactivate your account ain't going to do nothing. It's already on the internet. Everybody's seen it already. Just because you deactivate your account ain't going to stop people from talking about you. You put your business out there, yo. You should have kept calm. And then, you know what I mean, when y'all two was back in a certain type of space where y'all can talk about it, they had that conversation there. Don't get all mad and then go run the social media and then say all that shit. And then all of a sudden now everybody got something to say to you now. Now you want to deactivate your shit. Like, nah, don't do that. Homie panic. Homie panic. You should have never panicked.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have just posted, hey, you know he can give you
something. Oh, they really would have dragged you then. They really would have dragged you. Oh, man. Oh, man. Usher fans would have had a field day with you on that. Yeah, you can't show no type of jealousy.
Yo, I feel like that would have been a great joke.
It's not a joke. It's his help.
Yeah, that's just hate. That's just hate and jealousy. That's all that would have came across as.
So, yeah, so is that it for Kiki? Are we disappointed in her? No one's disappointed in her. Have you ever seen your significant other dance with somebody else and get jealous? DJ, she's sorry. You ever seen me dance with somebody and get jealous?
I don't think I've seen you dance with someone else. Did you have you?
At the strip clubs, but you wasn't with me.
I was going to say,
you got to go to the strip club with me one time. You have a good time.
I think the only time was when we first met and I wouldn't dance with you, wouldn't dance with someone else. I think I got a little disappointed.
At the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was a hot commodity in there, y'all.
Yeah.
They was at you, boy. You were disappointed? I asked you to dance. You told me no. So I found somebody else to dance with. I said,
not this one, not this song.
Look, I said, hey, are you already a dance? She said, nah. Not right now. I said, all right. Me and another chick. Look, we got to keep it moving, babe. I can't let this drunkenness go to waste.
Thanks for waiting for me.
I married you. Have I ever seen you dance with somebody or anything else that got jealous? I don't think so. I don't think I'm a really a jealous person. I think because I'm very much like, yeah, if you want to leave, you can leave. Like, if you're going to be happy and leave, then leave. Now, you can't have your cake and eat it, too. So that's a decision you got to make. But I'm very much like I tell my wife all the time. You said we just celebrated our 11th year anniversary last week. And it's one of those things where we've been together. We've been married 11 years. We've been together, what, 16, 17? 16 years. 17. I'm trying to do the math. But if she woke up tomorrow, it's just like, look, I'm just not happy. I need to get out of here. I wouldn't be mad at her. I just like, all right, well, you got to go find happiness. So, I mean, we got to figure out the assets and all that stuff, split things up. But I wouldn't be like, oh, I hate you. I never want to speak to you again. Why are you doing this to our family? Because, like, we both in our 40s. Like, we only got about 40 to 50 left. Ain't no point. Like, don't be with me if you're going to be miserable. And if you want to be at the bar and have a good conversation with a guy and you out there partying and dancing, like, I don't give a shit. Now, if his penis goes in, you know, we got to have a different type of conversation because at this point I feel like I should be able to enter other vaginas. We've entered in a new different part of our relationship, but until that road gets crossed, I don't think I'd really have a big problem with DJ Shishai and partying it. Like, I don't think so. It's never really happened, so I don't really know. But, you know, after my first girlfriend cheated on me, who I thought we was going to be together forever, once I realized that could happen, I was like, oh, anybody can do anything. So I guess it kind of scarred me in a way, but I think it made me a happy person because I don't really I don't really stress over it anymore.
He's from Gun. Have you seen the grip?
No. Oh, that's a good-looking dress. She even got a little baby bump in there. Who is she like? She's been drinking 40s. Blur, you got a you been jealous at any time of your girls dancing on anybody?
Nah, I can't think that I have. I was trying to sit here and think about it, and nah, it's never been. Nah, I'm going back to like even high school days and that. I just never been in that situation, so I can't even say for certain. When I was in college, I had a homeboy who, him and his girl got into it because she was in like a, I guess a twerk contest pool party. And I guess that's just as bad because, you know, you twerking in front of a bunch of dudes who's supposed to be judging and you got a man. But, yeah, me personally, I've never been that. I remember seeing them argue and I tried to, you know, play peacemaker and be like, so you shook your ass in front of these dudes and you ain't even win? You ain't even bring home no money? So you just out there embarrassing this man for nothing.
Go ahead, I'm listening. I'm just mad you're trying to pimp her out, you
know? Nah, but that was like, I was trying to, like, I remember thinking about it back then, like, yeah, it's nothing, like, happening, but at the same time, you don't want your girl doing, and again, that was a twerk contest at a pool party, so you can imagine everything is wet and bathing suits and everything, so, but you don't want that, and I mean, I think that's a little bit further than just dancing with somebody. I mean, I guess you could just be grinding on somebody, but I could see somebody getting mad if you grinding all up on somebody dancing. I could definitely see somebody, your partner, getting mad at that. This is a little bit different because, you know, it's Usher. He's performing, and he did the right thing.
She wasn't even grinding.
Was that?
She wasn't even grinding on him. They were doing, like, a little two-step together. Now her ass was...
I mean, really? She hugged up on him, and then Usher did the right thing by turning to the side and, you know, keeping it professional. But you're right. It's Usher. It's a performance. He's singing to her. So that is less than even just, like, if you're in a club and you just bent over, you know what I mean, hands on your knee or elbow, is it hands on your knee? Nah, whatever the Nelly song, make your knees touch your elbows, and you just backing it up on a dude, and you got a man at home, he walk in. I could definitely
but
see.
What if you...
somebody catching feelings, like, yo, what are you doing?
But Caribbean, we love Caribbean women for doing that. And they just be dancing. Like, I've had Caribbean women, and I've dated Caribbean women. I've had Caribbean women, like, try to, like, go down on the floor with me. And I got bad knees. And then they'll tell you, oh, no, it's just our culture. We just dancing. And, like, don't even look at me. And I thought, like, she liked me the way she was moving her body on me. But that's just the culture. It's just how they dance. And it don't mean nothing to them.
Hey, you don't know what happens when they go home. If they got a man, it might mean something.
They man doing the same thing.
Maybe. I mean, I was so, especially back in the day, the dudes just hold up and they just, you know, I mean, brace yourself on the wall, let the girl do her thing, but.
Not the Caribbean dudes I know. I don't know if that's because I was in the Baltimore, D.C. area and there was a lot of Caribbean dudes and African dudes in my circle. Them dudes be dancing like the women. I'm like, yo, why are y'all shaking y'all ass like that? But the women loved it. They be right there on the floor with them. I didn't realize I'm watching Doing the Butt. EU, why do they all look like Tyler, the Creator?
What?
Anyway. But... yeah, so New York, you got anything?
Nah, I mean, yeah, I've never been jealous about that because I already know, like, yeah, if my shorty go dance with somebody, I'm going to find somebody to dance with. Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's cool. Yeah, but definitely the Caribbean people. I mean, if you're not Caribbean and you in a relationship with a shorty, that's Caribbean, yeah, that's not for the weak heart, my brother. Not for the weak heart.
Okay. DJ, sorry, you got anything left?
No.
Blur, you got anything left?
I mean, just communication. Communication fixes all of that. You got to know what works for you and your family. And, I mean, be respectful. If your partner say, no, I don't like that, you got to decide. Are you going to respect that or are you going to say, fuck it, I don't mind it?
And then you're at the crossroads.
There's watching this doing the butt video, like, asses have come a long way. We got to give these doctors credits. And the amount of tight shorts that these dudes are wearing are absolutely out of control. Like who authorizes? Is this how people used to dress in D.C.
biker shorts
in the 90s?
Yeah, biker shorts.
But the dudes too?
Yes. Everyone wore biker shorts.
I ain't never worn no biker shorts.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Have y'all dudes ever wore biker shorts?
I mean, I ran track, we wore them a lot in training.
I'm about to say, I'm going to come clean. I don't even know what biker shorts is.
They're tight.
Oh, nah. Yeah, definitely not me, then.
We're wearing athletic.
This is crazy. Okay. All right, so.
Have you ever seen this video?
No, I don't think I've ever seen this video. Oh, like, I'm impressed by how the natural asses look, but, like, there's not a lot of shake to them. Like, I guess that's how now I can tell, and I guess this is a radio medium, so it's tough for y'all. Like, I wish y'all could watch this doing the butt video with me and DJ Cesar, because, like, you can clearly tell these black women have great asses for, I guess, what's this, the early 90s, mid-90s? When did School Days come out? Or this
it's got to be early 90s, late 80s.
No, it's School Days.
It's the School Days?
Mm-hmm.
So early 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could tell the black women's thighs and hips are still there, but the ass wiggling, and they're definitely twerking on the ground, but, the actual ass movement doesn't move like it does nowadays in videos. And I wonder why is that? Is that just...
1988.
Damn. Spike leaving around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so good topic, DJ C. Siren. I support Kiki Palmer and getting her hoe on. She looked great, even with her little 40 belt. She looked amazing. I don't know. I would think that as a man, you'd like, yeah, like, this is a good viral moment for my girl who's in the industry. Like, she looks amazing. She just had a baby. Like, it's not like she out there tonguing down Usher and anything like that. But, you know, I'm different, and it's never happened to me. I've never had a famous girlfriend or anything like that. So I'm probably speaking from ignorance. Blur, you got anything you want to discuss tonight? We'll be getting to the topics.
Yeah, I actually had a whole list.
Because
we already talked about some music, so let me go away from music a little bit.
What's on the Blur list tonight?
All right. Have y'all seen, or I don't even know, are y'all up on the new Instagram Twitter? The new Twitter brought to you by Facebook, Meta, Instagram? Have y'all seen that?
I heard about
Threads.
I've heard of downloading Threads, and I went to the Apple Store to look for Threads, and there's like four different apps that says Threads, so I immediately went back out of it. Because I don't know what's...
You don't have to go to the Apple Store. I mean, you don't have to go to the App Store. You can sign up for it from your Instagram. Oh, wait, do you have Instagram?
Yeah, I got Instagram. Remember we had that discussion?
You can...
All your Instagram hoes and mine is filled with, like, football
That's
players.
That's right.
So
you can sign up for it directly from your Instagram. It's like about three or four clicks. They make it so easy. It's stupidly easy.
Okay. Have you signed up?
Yeah, like, I first heard about it. It was, like, launching. And so I went and I downloaded the app, where I started to download the app, but I never, like, went to it. I just downloaded, like, I'll get to that later. And I was on IG, and I saw a little notification. Clicked the notification. I thought I was just, like, clicking through it to get it off my screen. Next thing you know, I'm signed up. I'm signed in. And I'm on Threads looking at it. I'm like, this shit look exactly like Twitter. Like, they just copy and pasted Twitter's whole identity. They did identity theft Twitter
And I understand it's like part of a whole new platform where everything, all social media is interconnected, and that's what they're trying to be the forefront on, where you could put one thing, you post one thing, and you could send it to any social media that you want. But they just kind of just took Twitter's whole steve. Like, look at Twitter, look at Threads, and you'll see no difference. None whatsoever. Well, and how it looks. Right now, people are saying all the porn and stuff ain't on Threads just yet, at least. That's really what I'm thinking. I was wondering, like, how do you think they're going to handle it? Because Twitter is dropping the ball, man. Elon, first off, he overpaid for it by a lot. And then he came in and fucked it up. And now he really got some real competition. Like, there was somewhat competition before with Blue Sky and Spill popping up and all these other competitors. This is legitimate competition. Like, if Mark Zuckerberg played right, he might be able to get Twitter up out of here. 30 million downloads in less than a day? That's 30 million active users, like legitimate users, coming directly over from Twitter. Now, that don't mean they're going to stop using Twitter, but if it becomes as easy as they say it's going to be, or as easy as it's supposed to be, where you can just pick a post and say, do you want to send this to your Twitter, or do you want to send this, or do you want to send this to your Thread, or do you want to send this to your IG, or do you want to send this to your Facebook? This might be the nail in the coffin for Twitter.
I mean, okay, so let's go to, I mean, it's a lot to unpack there with this new app. I just joined while you were talking. So I haven't really had a chance to look at it, but I'm interested. New York, he's in the younger crowd demographic. Have you joined Threads, or are you on something completely different? Because I thought it was another supposedly like black Twitter. Still. That we were all supposed to be joining. What you got, New York?
Nah, that you know, it's so crazy. Nah, this is the first time I ever heard. I'm hearing about Threads. I never heard about it. The first time I'm hearing about it. I don't know if I would sign up just yet. I just have to see how the app performs and what's it about and stuff like that before I even join or even think about leaking my accounts over there. But yeah, Elon Musk is fucking up Twitter, yo. He just recently just, proposed, like, what's it called? They got a little, a tweet limit now. So, like, I think, like, for verified people, you get a limit on Twitter, and it'll tell you, like, you can't even look at anybody's page, you can't even see anything, you click on somebody's tweet. Y'all, you know, I mean, the comments not loading. They tell you come back later. I think for like unverified users, you can only see like 600 tweets, like at a time, before they limit you and stuff like that. Elon is fucking Twitter up. I don't like him. Get him out of there. But as far as this, what's it called? As far as Spill, I heard about Spill. But I don't know if this is true or not. Spill was supposed to be a black Twitter. I mean, it was the two people that came from Twitter created the app. And then it was kind of like, I don't know, some report came out, like, they're just using African-Americans just for the engagement to get the app popping. And once that actual app is popping, and then they're going to branch out to other, what's it called, other, you know, instead of being inclusive, it's going to appeal more to other people outside of the African-American race and stuff like that. So once I heard that, I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. And then there was just some language in there about when you follow somebody, you follow somebody, it's called sipping. And I'm like, I'm not with that. I'm not tipping on anybody. Like, that's wild for me.
That's such a New York thing, yo. I'm not going to do it on an app because I'm not sipping after no man.
That's real, though. I feel that. That's real. I would not like that.
So I guess I should delete the app. You needed an invite. It was kind of like Clubhouse.
That's what they're saying.
And
that's where they dropped the ball at.
One, because they came out with their iOS app first, and then it was like invite only, and it's a waiting list. So you're doing that, and then you got Meta and Mark Zuckerberg just say, hey, everybody, right here, come over. Everything you liked about over there is over here. They missed the opportunity. I was looking at Spell, and I almost sideloaded it for my Android because they don't have it on an Android app yet. And I was like, all right, when I was doing that, exactly when I saw the thing for Threads. And I was like, well, let's do this, see what this is about. Hey, I'm not even going to sideload Spill now. There's no need to. Like, I'm sorry to say, because I would love for it to be a black-owned Twitter, even if it was only initially going to be that. I would love to support it, but they dropped the ball.
Yeah, I don't know why they would make it invite-only and not. And they must just not have the infrastructure to deal with. But, I mean, that's the good thing about Zuckerberg having Facebook. He has the servers to get 30 million users in a day. Whereas if Spill did the same thing, that shit probably crash. But I mean, yeah, I'm interested to see how this Threads works. If I could get Twitter to go back to just the people I follow, like, I understand if you gotta put an ad in my thread just to, you know, bring in money to keep the ad going. But, like, with Twitter, I'm seeing so many people who I do not even follow tweets. Like, I'm seeing Elon Musk tweets, and I don't follow him. And that's just, at that point, like, why even have the option to follow somebody if you're just going to show me random people anyway?
Yeah.
So if I can get an app where I can follow my friends and we can have discussions, like, about the BET Awards one night, and we can all just hop on the phone and have that discussion. And a couple of random people, I'll enjoy it. Go ahead, DJ. You're right.
No, that's the same thing. It's like you're on Twitter, like, who is this? Like, I don't follow them. Why do I see all this?
I'm deleting Twitter tonight. What's up? You with me?
No, because it's getting too close to San Diego Comic-Con, and I follow all those people. Oh. And there's too much announcements that's going on right now. So, I got to say, this is the only time where I'm really on Twitter.
Yeah.
So.
That's right. Kelly, here we come.
Blur, what else you got? What else you got, Blur? All right,
4th of July just happened, man. I saw a thing talking about a timeline. It was like a little joke scale about, you know, showing the ramp up of fireworks in your neighborhood, and then how, like, after the 4th, how it's like a slow decline for them to stop going off. I think it's over. I think I'm past it, man. It's 2 days. 2 days past the 4th, man. I think that's it. If I hear more fireworks tomorrow, I'm going to call the cops. Like, I saw the cops riding around the neighborhood last night. It was about 9 o'clock, and I know what they was doing. They was looking to find out, because where my son and his mom stay, it's like a bunch of cul-de-sacs and, like, open fields and stuff. So I know what they was doing, because they had the spotlights. They were trying to see where the fireworks were being popped at, like where they were being launched at. I almost told them, I didn't snitch last night. If it's tonight, if they going off like they was last night, tonight, I might snitch. I might have to be a snitch and tell them exactly where they at. Like, yo, they over there. Go get them. Maybe I'm just old, man. I ain't here for the fireworks all night for like the next 2 weeks. It's not going to happen.
Now, did y'all have rain on the 4th? Like, could this just be that they're setting off fireworks because they didn't have a chance to do it over the holiday because it was too much rain?
Nah, it was nice out. I was actually at a fireworks thing, man, sweating my ass off. It was real nice out on the 4th.
So y'all can buy fireworks in Missouri?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, but you know what? I'm trying to think if, yeah, I don't got to cross into Illinois or anything. Yeah, there's fireworks out here.
So then why are you snitching on them? I feel like if they're not doing anything illegal.
Because they getting on my nerves. It ain't, I don't know, it probably is illegal because I think you can buy them, but I don't know. Like, I remember I was popping them off a couple years ago. It's funny because I saw this in my memories with my son and my nephews. We was in the open field by the apartment complex we was in. Cop came over there. The kids wanted to take off running. And I had to tell them, like, yo, don't run from the cops. Then I thought to myself, like, damn, am I that dude? Because usually I would have ran from the cops. But I'm telling kids not to run from the cops. Oh, they're like, yeah, you know you can't do this over here. I'm like, yeah, man, but you know, the young boys, they're like, nah, you got to take that in. Cool. So I think you can buy them, but I still think you're not allowed to just be shooting off fireworks just anywhere. And I'm sick of hearing fireworks all night. Sick of it. It's too much. I'm done. So
that is a law.
I'm not going to personally go over there. Yeah, I'm not going to go over there and personally tell nobody stop shooting off fireworks, but I might need to send the popo to do it for me.
Snitches get stitches. Hey, New York, New York, is Blur a snitch?
I mean, I don't think he's a civilian, right? I don't think that really pertains to him.
Nah, Blur ain't no civilian. I don't want to put his personal business.
Oh, well, shit, never mind. Never mind, then.
Blur been doing dirt in these streets for decades. I don't think my man's had a license since 1999. Drive every day.
Still a civilian. That said, I mean, I might be snitching. I think I might be snitching. I feel like I'm snitching, which is why I didn't do it last night. But I feel like at the age where, oh, well, I'm just going to snitch because I feel like they got to stop it, man. I can't put up with these young boys lighting off these fireworks all night.
Yo, you one with the streets, yo. You got to go talk to the kids, yo. You can't snitch on them, yo. You got to be the big homie. It's just like, yo, you can only light these between 9 and 10 o'clock at night. That's it. What time it get dark out there? About 8 o'clock? It's summertime.
Nah, it actually just got dark, maybe like 9. So, yeah, it was still light out when I hopped on the call, so.
Yeah, I feel like you need to be the big homie to them, man. Don't call the cops on them. Y'all be killing cops out there in Missouri, you know? I mean, y'all be killing kids. Cops be killing kids out there in Missouri, man. Y'all just killed Freddie Gray.
Y'all? I don't know what language that is, man. Well, ain't no y'all over here.
Missourians, man. You knew what I meant.
Right. I don't know about did Freddie Gray die? I don't remember that. Which one is that one?
Yeah, see, that's the bad part because it really do start to run together. Was Freddie Gray?
It's kind of crazy. It's even crazier when you say which one is that. And that's how you know it's been multiple, too many.
Yeah, Freddie Gray died in Baltimore, man. Don't put that on us. That was y'all.
Which one was y'all, Missouri? I live in Virginia, brother. We just harassed an army vet.
Nah, man, that's close enough. That's y'all. That's still y'all.
Nah, I just moved away from Baltimore. I do not claim. Even though I will say, look, well, I don't really tell that story. But the Baltimore cops told me, I got buddies that are Baltimore cops, and they told me, hey, God, don't you get in an argument with none of us, because they're going to shoot your big ass. All right, bud. Yeah. DJC, Blur, what other topic you got? I wasn't trying to say this out with the Freddie Gray. I'm trying to keep the jokes on all night.
Yeah. All right, so I'm glad New York is on the line because I wanted to talk to you about this gun because I wanted to see how you were doing, man. Two of your favorites are going at it. And I don't know if we talked about it last week, but Push and Jimmy, man.
Oh, man, yo.
They're going at it. I know those are two of your faves. Jimmy is very one of you're highly on his album, on his discography, and how consistent he is. I know you a big time Clips and Push fan. They going at it. I'm actually like I like the beef because I like the music. But did you hear the they saying AI? I don't want to say this is AI. I think this is somebody who's good with computers did this themselves with the fake response from Push. It actually sounded nice. I ain't going to front. It was good. I don't like that, though. That's why I was bringing it up, because I don't like when people start doing the – and we get this a lot where they're, like, sounding like where they pretend that they're a famous rapper, like, rapping like Fab and rapping like Jada Kiss or rapping like Cameron, and they start playing with it. Because a rapper might really want to use that, like, the AI or, you know, the fake diss track that they put out there saying that this was Push's second song was actually kind of fire. I actually like it, but now he can't do it. He can't put it out there himself. I'm mad at that, man. I think us non-rappers and people who aren't in it need to just stay out of it. I don't like this. I really don't like when people start rapping and pretending that they're other rappers. And I know it's comedians and they do skits and everything, but nah, man, just let these rappers rap.
Man, I didn't know. Well, one, I didn't know that there was an AI push or response. So you got to send that to me. But I'll go to New York first, because this hurt my heart. But New York, what you think about the push of Jimmy Beef?
Oh, I'm on with it. I got Jim first round, though. I got Jim first round. I'll tell you that.
Wait.
And I got Jim first round just off of the actual directness. The actual directness. Right? Right? That's when I got him for the first round. And he's talking crazy. I wouldn't say that the way he was rapping over that beat, it was kinda like it was too much words together for me to be on that beat, but I mean, I think he did phenomenally well in the first round. I give the first round because he was direct. It's the same thing about, you know, Jay-Z and Nas. Nas just came more direct with it, and I just give it to Nas. Now, and then the Jim did such like a actual good move. I mean, the song is not even released yet, right? And he already responded to it. So now Push is like, you know what I mean, if it was like Push, like if he would have actually released the song, he would have already had a response. But now all of a sudden the song hasn't even been released yet. So you have to he has to wait until he released the song for you to get the whole picture. And then maybe he's going to respond back on like another track or something like that. But I'm giving it to Jim first round, 100%.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. Well, DJ C-Sign, I'll go to you because you know how much. But, I mean, Blur knows me well. Two of my favorites, Pusha and Jim. DJ C-Sign, you've had to suffer through a lot of car rides and me listening, to a lot of Jim Jones and a lot of Pusha. What do you think about the beef as an outsider? Because I feel like these two are my kindred spirits. What do you think about it? Do you care at all?
Y'all are outsiders.
No, Pusha and Jim, fam with me.
Oh, my God.
Summertime in Miami. Mm-mm. Back before Trey Songz was
cool. I haven't listened to either one of them.
I'm sorry. Allegedly.
I don't know. Am I supposed to be deciding to? I haven't listened to either one.
Well, what do you think about them two beefing? I mean, they're old as shit. Should they be beefing?
Jim Jones need to stop messing with Pusha T before he destroys him.
Oh, Harlem, New York. What's your response to that? DJ C-Sign said you were shot.
I mean, I ain't got it. Good as I'm not from Harlem. I mean, I love Harlem. Harlem like my second home. I love Harlem, but I mean, I know it can get pretty rough in there for Jim. I ain't holding back. That's what I said. I mean, Jim did what he was supposed to do in that first round. He up one right now, but I know it can get very dark. It's a lot of talk. I know it's a lot of talk and a lot of rumors going on by Jim and his wife and everything else. I know it can get dark. I know it can get very dark. But, you know what I mean? We just got to see how it play out. I still giving him the first round. So.
Well, I say there can't be a decision on the first round because we haven't heard the Pusha and Malice song.
Hold on. I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm hearing this from far too many places. What do y'all mean it's not released? You could go on TikTok and hear it. You could go on Instagram and hear it. I mean, Instagram. Yeah, you could go on YouTube and hear it. Like, what else do y'all want to hear it from? It's like, I think TikTok might be the biggest music source now to hear music. Like, if you can go on TikTok right now and hear the whole song, you can go on YouTube right now and hear the whole song. Like, is that not released?
That's the thing, though. It was debuted at what's it called? The LV fashion show. It's just because it leaked online doesn't mean anything. It just hasn't been actually officially released, like, by them. So, like, I could go into the iTunes store and, like, click download on it, stuff like that. That's what I mean. So, like, until that actually comes out, he might, that's what I'm saying, he might just have a different, as now that Jim responded to him the way that he did, he might put an extra track on whatever he's doing, whatever project that he's working on, and when he actually releases that, that could be another song on the track, I mean, on the album that he's about to release or the project.
I mean, and that's what, and I mean, I guess, Blur, to answer your question is, I ain't got TikTok, so I didn't know it was on there. I didn't know it was on Instagram. But I want to hear the actual song, because maybe there's another verse on there. Maybe there's a, you know, something that leads into the alleged Jim Jones disc. Because Push is great at sub-dissing.
This is my question, though. Like, is that not a different track? Like, what makes it now? Because, like, there's been diss tracks before where it's not, like, on an album and before streaming where it wasn't, like, you couldn't purchase it. Maybe it'd be on a mixtape. Like, what makes that being official as opposed to it being on when it's played for the public and it's on YouTube and other streaming places? What makes that not official as opposed to them putting it on iTunes? If they put it on iTunes and it's got another verse on it, I'm looking at that as the second diss track.
Nah, it's the same song.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking at it as official just because I don't know if that's the actual song in its entirety. Maybe there's more to it. Maybe it gets darker. Maybe those are the only bars that hit Jim. Again, I haven't heard from start to finish. Maybe it is out there on TikTok. I don't have that type of stuff. But, like, when you talk about these other disses, like when 50 Cent and Stick Property and Lox were all going at it, they were putting these songs on mixtapes. Even if they were, like, just quick jabs and bars, they'd be on mixtapes. You're like, all right, well, you can hear the start and the finish. I haven't personally seen anything like where I've heard it. It's always been, like, in the middle Push's verse. And it starts to lead into Malice's verse, and then that gets cut off. So maybe I just missed the entire song. Now, just as a personal fan of both artists, like huge fan of both artists, like I was on the Jim Jones puts out really, really good albums for somebody who can't rap. Like I've been on that train for a long time, but I think Jim's got a lot better. His response was, It really shows you how great beats can really make a song, because I thought Jim sounded great on that beat, but I also thought that Pusha and Malice sounded amazing on that beat too. So I don't know if it's just the beat. That's kind of like why I want to hear the whole song. Now, as far as structure and all that stuff go, I mean, I guess it just depends who you ask. Like New York said, I felt like Jim wasn't really – you could tell Jim – kind of just put it out as a freestyle. Whereas the little snippet I heard with Pusha and Malice, you can tell they wanted that as a song, just from the way they structured their verses around the actual beat and the punches with the bass and all that stuff. Where Jim really made it seem like he was on the corner clapping, and I love that by the bodega scene. I thought it was a great visual. I didn't realize that was a whole series. So I thought that was a dope video. I think it's smart for Jim to have the beat, but I'm pretty sure it's not a uncommon thing to have a beat that somebody else put a song on. I am anxious to see where this goes, because as big of a fan of Jim as I am, he's nowhere near the rapper Push is. But Jim can make a great song, and it's funny. So you could win a lot of points by being funny. So I'm anxious to see. I don't know if Pusha can take it to where he took Drake, because I don't ever think he looked at Drake as a threat physically. He knew that no matter where he took it against Drake,
Drake was too big of a brand for him to be threatened physically. I think Push understands that Jim's a little loose for some reason. Now, I don't know if Pusha cares. I think Push is more of a less of a loose cannon and very, very dad-centric, very, like, home with the kids. He also got that little brother syndrome. And, you know, it'll be very interesting. I wonder why Jim called Miles a crackhead, though. I wonder if there's any truth to that or that just talking shit, but I'm with you, New York, New York. Pusha has made probably the best collection of disses I've ever heard. And he could make Jim have no choice but to fight him when he's in. So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. Y'all got anything else?
I don't know, man. Y'all, I heard enough, and maybe they do change something with the song, but I got to give that first round. I'm calling it a first round to Push. I mean, I like some of the stuff Jimmy said, but not even like him rapping in front of the bodega, man, on the street. That was nice. Yeah, I might have to just echo what DJ C. Siren said. Like, yo, he might just want to just leave this one alone. Because just on initial shots, just like first jab for first jab, it's looking like this ain't the arena that that Jimmy need to be in. He might be in the wrong weight class for this one.
He's nowhere near
that. Nah, you know the reason why he can't leave it alone? Because he started it. And it's not even he started it. I mean, it's just like, it was just like, I mean, he said he ain't got hits. He ain't in nobody's top 50. Or whatever top rapper list it was, like.
Yeah,
but
which was a funny discussion because he said, I don't know why Push is a top 50 rapper. Nobody in my hood ever wanted to be like Pusha. Nobody wanted to be like Jim either. Like, no one wanted to
I got to disagree with you on that one. I was working, and like, well, this when Ballin came out, this might have been right before or right around Ballin when he was doing the Vamp Life stuff and the Vampire and like the belt loops with like the chains. I was working at a call center as a second job. Like, I was working at a law firm, and I was working at a call center on like weekends, and I'd actually go there on my lunch break just to make a couple dollars. Every dude in there, almost every dude in there wanted to look just like Jimmy. And there was the chick, and I'll never forget this. She said, Jim Jones and Dame Dash. She said, them two men can get anything they want from me. She said, they walk in here right now, and I'd fuck one and suck the other one. And the chicks on Twitter was like, yeah, they was agreeing with her. So, yeah, there were some people definitely wanting to dress and be like Jimmy. And this was not too long ago.
But see, and this is where I get confused on who did it first. Because I remember the whole rock star lifestyle image. I forgot what T-shirts was out there, but the crossbone belts. Was that
Dutch.
Jimmy or was that Lil Wayne?
No, that was Jimmy.
Nah,
I think they actually had
that's a Harlem thing. The BBs,
yeah, that was
Jimmy. Diamonds, everything. That's Harlem.
I might even say
look.
Before Jimmy, it might have been what's the dude name? Can't even think of his name. Old boy, Juelz. I think Juelz might have been on it before Jimmy, and then Jimmy just kind of like, you know, took it up a level.
Yeah, so then I would give the credit to Juelz and not Jimmy. See, I'm not into fashion like that. I don't know.
What does that have to do with being an MC? What does that have to do with?
Well, Jim said, oh, yeah, no. I mean, but Jim was just.
That was the list, though, right?
Yeah. Right. We know Jim's just on Drake's dick, and that's really just what it is. But I think Jim is saying that when you put in the top 50, you encompass everything. And style and dress is a part of the hip-hop. and Pusha and them don't have no style, which is funny because they were the ones at the Louis Vuitton thing.
But I think their own clothing line. They had school.
You can't even. You can't.
Play clothes.
Play clothes. They had. I mean.
I had play clothes stuff, but I don't. But I've never been like the fashion person. I've never really paid attention to that. But that is part of hip hop, right?
That
I mean, it plays
like
a
Jim
part.
I was.
No point. It doesn't make sense. But sure, you just don't say that. Even if you encompass that, it doesn't really. I don't really think there's still an argument. Truthfully, yeah.
I thought the funny thing, and I'm going to let you go, Blur. Jim said, can you name 5 Pusha records? Now, I can, but I was like, I can name 5 Jim Jones records, but I'm not sure anybody else can. Like 5 Jim Jones solo records?
It's going to be you know what's funny? That was the weirdest thing, because he said, you can, but you a fan. That anybody who's not his fan can't do that. But, like, if you're not a fan of that person, well, I guess there's some people, like, I'm not a fan of Drake, but I know 5 Drake songs. But, like, outside of the biggest of artists, who else would know 5 songs of somebody if they're not a fan of theirs?
I don't know if I know 5 like, Drake song, man.
You don't know.
That's a good question.
But you know things.
You know them. Like, they're the hooks of the songs. Oh, started from, well, you know what? I don't know if those are the real names. Like, Started from the Bottom. I'm assuming that's the name of the song. I don't know.
Yep, Started from the Bottom.
Like, know their exact song, but just be familiar
with them. Drake. I know about 30 of them from Drake. It's for Dave. But Pusha got
so
a
lot. So to say, like, you can't, like, only a fan of his with no 5 songs of his, well, yeah, that didn't make no sense to me. That didn't make no sense to me at all.
But we know Jim like the one over there behind the computer screen.
It makes sense to me. It makes sense to me.
Why?
It makes sense to me.
How? Like, I'm not a fan. Well, you know what? I'm a pseudo fan of Push. Like, I know. But I don't follow it. Whenever he puts something out, I'm going to go listen. But I barely go back to it very much. I think he can rap his ass off. But if it ain't, like, something I'm really feeling, I'm going to go back to it. And I don't think I can name – I'm lying. I can't name 5 Push songs. But, nah, I don't think that's, like – I don't think that's saying much.
No, I mean, it does in a sense of, like, if we talk about mainstream, I mean, it does say much at that point, right? Like you said, I mean, if you're not a diehard Pusha fan or you're not just not a fan of Pusha or whatever, and you just listen to mainstream, what's it called, radio, stuff like that, I mean, of course not. Of course not. We remember Push from, like, what's it called, The Grindin'? Mr. Me Too.
Drug Dealer Anonymous.
That boy?
Yep.
What happened to that boy? I mean, like,
that's not even Pusha baby right.
Yeah, but still, like, that's the only thing that you can remember him by, like that. I mean,
Pusha?
unless you actually listen to his mixtapes. I mean, look, see, we talking about we both fans of both artists here, so all of us can name more than that. Like, we probably think need to have more recognition than that, but like, yeah, like. If we talk about mainstream influence, pushes, trends, all of that, yeah. It's understandable.
Do you think that
where
goes into
coming from with that?
You think that plays a part when deciding who goes into a top 50 list?
Absolutely.
I mean, Push has made some songs that wasn't his that are like top tier songs. Like Devil in the New Dress. What was that song on Kanye's album? Like, are we clearly saying, before y'all had that discussion, I mean, cut you off, but
are we saying that these can only be Pusha T's own records?
That's what he said. That's what Jimmy says. That five of his records. His.
I mean, I can name a bunch, but I'm trying to think of what would be. But Pusha doesn't make. He's like Jim, though. He doesn't make radio friendly music. Besides Ballin', besides Summer in Miami, Jim don't have radio records. His last drill album, hell, the album he had with Mano was fire.
Like that joint. That was...
Shout out Lobby Boys.
Ain't a radio record on that motherfucker.
Betty White. Betty White could have probably been a radio song.
Maybe. Maybe. But Pusha got a lot of songs that are like that. But, like, when you're talking about, I guess, all right, and I cut y'all off some of that, but I'm going to ask this last question. Jim Jones' argument was that Pusha shouldn't be in the top 20 because you can't name five records of this. Can we look at that top 20 list and name five records from everybody on that top 20 list?
That's what I was going to ask. That's exactly what I was going to ask. Now, I don't know the list, but I'm like, I don't know if I like top 20. Was it top 20? I was thinking top 50. That I can name five songs from everybody who would ever on any list. That might it might get real tricky on some of those.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's tough. Well, we got about 7 minutes left. Man, yo, I can't believe. Yo, Pusha got a lot of joints, man. And I still say he's got the best collection of disc records of all time. Like, that alone should put him in top 20.
I don't know, man. Because what, he only got... Who's he dissed Drake and Jimmy? Who else has he been in a battle with?
Yeah, Drake and Wayne, but he's delivered two of the
greatest
disses of all time.
Oh, yeah, Drake and Wayne, yeah.
Nah, that Wayne diss was kind of crazy, too, though. That went hard. Like I don't even think Lil Wayne responded to that. He popped up on Twitter and said, fuck Pusha T, whoever love him.
And who loves him.
I remember that.
Fuck Pusha T and whoever loves him. That was your response. Because, I just don't know. I think Jim playing with fire. I mean, maybe he caught Pusha because Pusha knows Drake and Wayne ain't going to do nothing. But nobody else has better diss records than Push.
I don't know, man. You forget. I don't know. I think you're forgetting Kiss. When somebody talks diss tracks, I got to go Kiss, man.
Kiss, that Kiss, State Property.
Yeah, him and Beans was an epic battle. He went at 50 with
the
Joy Boys.
I got to go Ice Cube on that one, too.
That was going to be my next two, but I don't think Cube only had a battle with, like, one, well, I guess one group, but.
Yeah, I just don't know if any of those battles, I don't know if any of those disses live up to Exodus or Blackface Man. Well, I forgot the name of the second disc of Drake. That man said you were hiding a child.
Story of Adenon.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He said let that boy come home, stop playing Border Control. Yeah. I hope he disses Jim, cuz at this point, like, I just want to see how creative. I just hope nobody gets in a fight.
Yeah, like he's not the good one, but I still think Kiss might be better. And I think overall you got to have, like, just for impact, what's the joint? Damn, because it became a thing. You got ether. So like when the word, the name of the song become like a verb, like that's a pretty big joker. And then you got Hit 'Em Up.
Yeah.
And then you got Ice Cube with No Vaseline.
Yeah, I mean, No Vaseline was great for its time. The reason why I can't put Ether up there is because he said that Jay-Z had dick sucking lips, and that always made me uncomfortable. It's just not. You could tell Nas is like one of them dudes who like was cool, but like probably would get on your nerves after a while. Because if that's what you're coming out with, like, after Wall Street, like, yeah, you got to chill out. But, I mean, it's a lot of great disses. I mean, I still think Second Round Knockout is a classic. Bitching You is great. I tell you, it's very homophobic, but the Chronic, what's the one on the Chronic? Still, Dre Day. Dre Day is a great diss. Very homophobic. They talk about getting fucked in the ass a lot. But I mean, trying to stick your dick between somebody's gap tooth is just ridiculous. Like, where does your brain go? If that's where you're going. But it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. So New York got Jim for round one. I hope Pusha puts that Jim verse like on that song. Who did that back in the day? Did Jim Jones do that with Jay-Z? Where Jay-Z dissed him and he put the diss on the song. I know T.I. Ludacris and what's my man from Jim?
Yeah, that was a good one too.
Yeah, man, told him to stay off the TIP of my dick. I said, "Fuck," but I'm a fan of Ludacris. That kid, Ludacris, he was nice.
Yeah, man.
Who was the dude, Young Buck? Whoever thought Game was on the original verse and he took him off to put a TI and a Ludacris diss on there. All right, well, we almost out of here, y'all. Blur, you got anything else you want to quick talk about real quick before we get out of here?
Now, the only other thing I had, I don't know if we had any time, man, if y'all, like, y'all opinions on ESPN and all the firings. It looks like good business to me, but I feel like this is the second time that I've seen ESPN go through this transition where they got massive layoffs, and they always seem to come out okay. I want to know if y'all had any opinions on like, the 20-plus people on-air personalities getting fired off ESPN.
Yeah, I can't believe they get paid so much money. Like, they get paid a lot of money. Like, that's why they're getting fired, because they're costing them millions and millions of dollars just to talk for a little while. Shout out to my man, Bomani Jones. They canceled his HBO show, which I'm really disappointed in, because I thought it was really good. But, yeah, ESPN, major layoffs. Looks like they're making room for new people, like the Pat McAfee show they're going to have, Peyton and Eli show. And they're getting rid of some of the old guard. And it's disappointing because, you know, big fan of a lot of those people. But, you know, when you get paid millions and millions of dollars and ain't nobody really watching TV anymore, like, it's par for the course. Ain't nobody got cable no more, yo.
That was the other thing. I've seen a lot of people talking about how, you know, this is over. They got to get with the current times. I think this has a lot to do with it.
New York, you got anything on it?
Nah, I did see it. I just wondered, so did what's his name, Shannon Sharp, what he did he do it, like, he exited the show before he actually, what's it called, before the layoffs started happening? Is that a smart move? Or did he already have that plan coming?
I think they had that plan coming.
Yeah, I think he was ready out. Some people are saying that he's actually going to take over the spot that Pat McAfee was had with whoever the gambling site is, not Barstool, the other gambling site. Like, so Pat McAfee was making something like $112 million a year or something like that, but he had to run his own operation. And so now he's down like, I don't think it's, well, that's what he was reported, $112 million that he was getting from the gambling site. If I'm Shannon Sharpe, I'm stepping right into that. Y'all giving him 112, give me 100. I'll be on here 4 hours a day.
I'm with you. Man, go listen to some Pusha. Go listen to some Jim Jones. I might have to make them a playlist. Go back and forth. I might have to put that play. I might have to sit down at work and make a playlist. But that's it for tonight, man. Good talk as always. Good topics, Blur. Way to get us through the show tonight. Appreciate y'all as always. 2 hours flew by. Enjoy the week. We'll get back together next week and we'll have some more topics. I got a whole list that we didn't even touch tonight. It was Blur show tonight. We appreciate it. DJ Cesar, you got anything to say before we roll?
Have a wonderful evening.
Did you just wake up? What happened?
Yeah, I'm watching the video. Because I was waiting for Red Man to speak, because I know he's in the video.
Okay.
Have a wonderful evening. Great weekend. Stay cool.
Shout out to our son. He turns 10 on Saturday.
Yeah.
Lord Julius, 10 years old.
He told me this morning his birthday is tomorrow. I said, no. Today? Yes, it is. No, it's not.
Good boy, listen.
Check the date.
See what happens when you're not. Look, 2 weeks. Look, school only down for a month. Blur, you got anything before we roll?
Love, peace, and beeswax, man. The other thing I wanted to talk to y'all about, maybe we get to it next week if it's not too busy, man. Auntie Angela Bassett getting an honorary Oscar. After so many people say she got snubbed last year, man, I want to hear what y'all think about it. So, yeah, honorary awards. Go figure. Maybe we should give Jimmy an honorary award for, you know, stepping in the ring with Push. That might be what we need to do. Like, all right, man, you tried your best. Get a participation trophy.
I mean, they give out honor degrees. Why not honorary awards? But, all right, cool. All right, well, that's it. New York, floor is yours.
Man, the Jim Jones disrespect is crazy. I'm just looking for round two and see what happened right there, and then I have my final thoughts. Other than that, you know what I mean, Kiki's boyfriend, you know what I mean, simmer down, you know what I mean, take your time off, you know what I mean. You got to have a talk with yourself. Look yourself in the mirror, you know what I mean, understand who you with. Yeah, you know I mean, and do some self-reflection. Other than that, yeah, you know I mean, have a good night. Yeah, you know I mean, it's hot outside, so stay hydrated. It's been crazy these last couple of days. It's been on and off raining, but it's just mad hot outside. Stay hydrated. Get you some H2O. Take some deep breaths. Yeah, you know I mean, you be all right. And I'm looking forward to the next show.
That's it. We got a fool.